still not off work yet.
Get that out of the way. What's that?
You can throw it forward.
Oh, okay. I'm the Texas guy.
No, that's cool. Sorry to interrupt.
We're okay.
Don't worry
about
it. We're fine. We can sit in the car all day.
Mom, turn off the
lesson. So, like I said, we just got to talk. I'm Detective Sky. I know from talking to most of the family and stuff, they say he was, you know, a little bit depressed during that period of time. I guess, you know, they had getting ready to move into the new place and moved all the stuff. And second, they said, no, you can't come in, so... Can you kind of fill us in and let us know a little bit about what you know, what's going on with that? Or?
Well, yeah, well, my mom, you helped him out with a little bit of money because he rented
Motel 6.
Motel 6.
He rented Motel 6
for a week for her and him and the kids until they would move into their apartment
uh-huh.
So it was ready. And she did that. He did that for her. And then... also rented a U-Haul and had everybody go help her, and then she just didn't accept her. She just used them basically to do that.
Just to get herself she over there.
Does that though. She wants him 1 week, she wants him another week. This last time, before this time, he wasn't going to go back to her, but they called and said she was having some sort of panic attack or something, and she wanted to commit suicide, and he called her, and he went back with her.
So has their relationship been this off-on thing for a long period of time, then they get into these fights, and
well,
he
she
leaves?
Had three kids from him. I told her, one time I speak to her, I told her, why have all these kids? Don't have no more kids. If you're going to be like that, fighting back and forth, just leave them. Mm-hmm. Separate both of you. You go one way, he goes the other one. And I used to tell him, he's not the only woman. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of women.
Right.
Like men, there's a lot of men, good men, bad men. I mean.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. But he just kept on going back to her. Then.
She just had a call. She had
well, they even went to court, and she had about a year ago, I think. She had a restraint order against him.
Uh-huh.
But she went and
dropped it.
He was stuck with child support, around $45,000 of child support. Well,
he was still giving her money.
I tried
she's
to
still collecting
do
child
something
support.
For them. Like, how come you don't go back? If you want to get along, go back, have your family, you work, and her, she's working. But he was kind of work from what's the name of the company?
Now, speaking of work, he was working up in Ojai, is that what we're
yeah,
called?
Well, he found a part-time over there,
okay.
Side jobs.
Was there a certain company that he was working for? Or?
I don't know what company.
We were trying to figure it out, we don't know.
Okay.
But that night, he came over here. He called me and told me, Mom, do you have $10?
Yeah, we heard that.
Can I have $10
okay.
So I can go all the way to Ojai? Because I'm going to start working tomorrow. Because he didn't want money because he feels sick. So
do you think his plan was he was going to spend the night up in Ojai until the morning?
What I was figuring out, because they used to text a lot, him and her.
Okay.
So I thought when he left from here, pick up the $10, probably they already have the argument, or after he pick up the $10, and probably she report him to the police, Uh-huh. And he took off to Ojai. That's what I was figuring out.
Okay. He was here flying.
Because that's what we were trying to figure out, why he went to Ojai. And then we found out that he was working up there, but we didn't know.
And then, you know, I don't know what he figured out, and he came back again, I guess. That's what I'm
you
guessing.
Guys were both, so he came here to pick up the $10 yeah. after. And
he
you guys were both here?
It was early.
Around 7:30 or 8.
And you guys were both here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We what was here. What was his mindset then? I mean, was he angry? Was he despondent?
No.
Like not responding?
Yeah, he looked kind of lost.
I talked to him.
Like lost?
Mm-hmm. I talked to him.
Have you guys ever seen him under the influence?
Yes.
Do you guys think he was under the influence? I mean, was he
really,
like just?
Really, I used to ask him, mijo, are you under the influence? Tell me the truth, but you won't tell me.
He could have been.
Tell her.
But he didn't tell me. I asked
that's
him.
How
but he didn't tell me. But I'm not gonna say that he wasn't right. Because he could have been.
Not, I'd heard
we're
like
just
the
trying
last,
to figure out the
yeah.
whole
thing. Mean,
well,
at what point?
My mom wants to know if he was under
the
influence.
Yeah. Right. What we had heard was that it was bad for a couple weeks prior to that, that he'd been using a lot. And then I guess it was with you, something about a bush. He was paranoid about somebody being in a bush or something like that.
Oh,
yeah.
That was Saturday.
Saturday, right before?
He came over here and he parked on the front. And then, Saturday, I think.
It was Friday,
Mom,
I think.
No, he came back Saturday. Saturday, he was here in the front. And that's when he came in, but he looked kind of weird. Mm-hmm. And, like he was scared and, like panicked. And I told him, what's wrong? And he said, I don't know, Mom, somebody's following me. They want to kill me. Yeah, who? And I was saying, no, I think you're hallucinating. You know, no, Mom, over there, before, and then I went outside. And then I told him, where are those things? He said, over there. Look, you see the men over there, standing over there? They're following me. They're looking over here. And you know what? I was sitting there in the car, and I'm going to take him to look. Because I always walk here at night, mm-hmm. and I never see nobody. People walking the dogs. You get in the car, I'm gonna take you over there. So yeah, when he got in the car and I like took him over there. And he goes, see, there's nobody here. He goes, but that light over there, yeah, that's a light. Mm-hmm. He's always there. You know, all came up, you know, all then went on hallucinating.
Wow. Yeah.
So
but I always see him here, but before that, this happened to me with him a lot of things. About four times. Once, what was he used to stay over there with when his dad got staying over there. One time he came too, but he was like scared. I mean, and he sat on the couch and he said, Mom, do you see that man standing there on the door? I went, no, I don't see nobody there. And then I told him, you know what? I'm looking, that's the devil. Are you using drugs? I went, no, Mom. That's the devil. These drugs that they're using today, that's drugs, and that's the devil.
Oh, yeah.
But he don't want to admit it to me. So what I did, I got the Bible, and I started reading it to him. I sit on one side of him. Look, you have faith on God. You have not on that thing. If you're on that thing, it's not good as a thing. Have faith on God, and you'll be all right. Just one time.
And then he straightened up after that, probably? Because he stopped using? Because you told him?
Right.
So that night he called her up and he told, that was during the pursuit then?
Yeah, she said that it was during, that she didn't believe him until she heard
the sirens and everything.
Well, we already scared of
him. Did he call anybody else?
Because he looked awful, really.
Did he ever talk to you?
But I just never talked back to him either. They get a lot of respect for me.
Right.
But the way he was, I mean, two actors or seeing things. Everyone used to see things too.
So,
well, you've seen him in his, you've seen him when he's in his right mind.
Yeah.
So that day, you don't think he was in his right mind?
We all went over there.
Well, when you came in over here, I saw the signs kind of weird. And she wanted to talk to him. I was going to tell her, don't talk to him.
Waiting, we could see.
Tell me about that. When the car stopped, did you go straight over to the car, or was there gunfire still going on?
No, there was no gunfire. Nobody.
I parked in the street, left my car there, but when he came over here,
started running.
Or he went after to pick up the $10.
A lot of people, and
he picked up the $10 from you about 7:30.
Place right here. I don't even know if I crossed through this one. I don't remember.
And that's when he said that he didn't care?
Over there. There's no shooting or anything. I didn't know already that they had shot him right first, and I said, heard her say, you know, you killed my brother, so I ran over there, and I got to see them, and that's about it, because I was on the floor after that.
I don't know. I tried to figure out something. Is he was losing his mind, or is he was on drugs?
I talked
the doctor
to him
don't
before
tell
he
me.
Left here that
I've
day.
Been asking them.
You did
he
know?
Didn't look mentally stable.
He didn't look mentally stable to you?
He didn't look like he was under the influence, but he didn't look like he was all there in his eyes, and I told him. I had already told him that I didn't want him here, you know. But he came, and he's my brother, you know, so I just wanted to try to help him. So I called him to the room, and I told him that, I guess he felt at that point, that's why I don't know if he was, you know, mentally just thinking everybody would just didn't want him around.
He told me that nobody
you know.
Did he tell you that he had a gun at that time? Did you know that?
He didn't mention nothing.
No.
About a weapon.
He just told me.
We wouldn't know. I mean, we
I got on my knees and started crying, and I told him, you know, if I can help him, if he would go into home, you know, to get some help. And he goes, I don't need a home. And I go, you do. And I go, you think that I'm against you, you know, because sometimes I go, I don't want you here, you know. And I go, it's not that. I go, I can't have you here because me and my son, you know, we're on probation. And I go, and I can't have you here, you know. And I go, but it's not that I don't want you here. You're my brother. And I was crying. And I said, look at me in my eyes. Because he kept looking this way. He didn't want to look at me. And I was on my knees. I go, look at me in my eyes. And he looked at me in my eyes. And I said, I love you. I go, you're my brother. I go, I would do anything for you. I go, but you need to get help. I go, look at mom. You know, what you're putting her through and everything. And he goes, nobody could help me anymore.
Sure. We were going to... Another reason why we're here, see if he heard anything or knew.
Yeah, he was talking with him too in the room with me.
Okay.
That's all he
But
knows.
They never went one on one and talked with each other or anything like that?
He left after that.
Okay. Any indication as to where he might have gotten that weapon from?
Nobody had a gun.
Really?
He's not that kind of a person.
Well, hey, right now you don't even know where they get, you know, a lot of things are going around.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people selling them, or
right.
I see them.
I mean, if you put him in the category,
every day.
If you put him in the category of, obviously doesn't carry that. That's why we're like, you know.
Right. Now I've never had an issue with him before with weapons. So.
You know, we don't understand.
With Dunstan, I only had problems. Well, I don't know if he was under the influence of drugs. But he liked to drink. He would like to drink one beer, two beers every day. And I used to tell him, Mijo, you need to go to the doctor and get pills. And I used to tell him, is that the only thing that relaxes you, your mind? He said, yeah, I feel good drinking the beer.
But I think throughout the years that
he had too much on his mind.
After his son, then my brother, then my dad, he just was...
Just too much for him.
Just too much for him.
Yeah, my only... You know, for him seeing so much.
That's
and that's
I'm
why
afraid.
He's really going to need family, you know. And at least the... Taking him under his wing and keeping him busy working and stuff like that. And that's
he
good.
He was with my mom.
That's been our concern because, you know, we've seen him go, as gang officers, we've seen him already go into the... It just scares me that he's going to go that same path. We just got to really keep an eye on him.
Yeah.
And I
committed with him.
Good. Well, that's all we have.
But I mean, you try to help them, but they don't listen.
Good. Fine. What's going on, babe?
I just wanted to see if we talked to Augustine. I told him we talked to him in the room that day. That was about it.
We're just trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together. I understand.
Yeah, we just kind of want to see where he was at and stuff like that, what was going on. And we've talked to most of the family and stuff. And you know, it seems to be that, you know, the whole thing was, yeah, he was using pretty heavy during that time, but he was also pretty depressed about all the stuff that was going on with, you know, family, and including what was going on with him. So, was there anything that, did you guys ever get a chance to speak to you like privately? Or?
Me and him, no.
At this point, we don't know.
Just like when he would come over to see his sister, we would talk, but he was like pretty much to himself. He was like,
I don't know, like hospital wise.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't know.
Like that, but I'm sure
people we've been talking to, so he has been using.
When you're in addiction,
but
you don't think about.
I wouldn't put.
What was the? I tried.
I wouldn't put a lot on that.
A little bit of church that I, you know, you guys.
The one thing, the common theme we're hearing now.
Sure, my name hasn't come up in many, many years. Mr. Sharp
really
was
depressed.
Way back in the day.
So that's opposite. But, that's opposite.
Took him to mental health.
All I tried to do was a men's home type thing. I was in and out of men's home with him. I dealt with him on that level.
He went in there,
but as far as
he wanted help.
Him,
when?
We filled out papers and everything for him right here at Home Williams Drive. Me and my two sisters took him.
When was that?
The night he
was last year or something.
He went with self-commitment, but he went with self-commitment. If you go in as self-commitment, you can walk out anytime you want. That's the problem.
So they sent him home, and he never went back after that because he said that they didn't help him.
It's hard.
That's hard. I've had family members do that.
Yeah.
Because,
like I said, he was probably.
They want you to expose yourself, and for especially for men, it's hard to come in or very prideful.
No,
and they want you to.
Not that I remember.
And it's hard because you gotta be ready to do it at that point. So I don't know. I mean, we can't sit here and tell you that he. I mean, we've heard that he was using. I don't know if he was that night, but.
That's what I want to know.
The whole, and what everybody with the close family that's seen him last are saying that he's, to us, I mean, now that we've been talking to you guys, it's like he's really depressed and it was like a snap. Like he was done, you know, he's telling you guys that it's over, you know, so it's, I don't know if he was.
I mean, it's just hard for us now to go every day and just see him there, you know.
Yeah.
It's not even him anymore.
I never had problems with him to go to work. He was always at work.
Good worker, hard worker.
Well, if you guys find out who he was working for,
so we're trying to
that person besides the family that's closest to him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
That
guy told me
whoever he worked with.
He was going to Ohio.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know so I can go in there.
That's what you've been trying to figure
out. I remember this Saturday in the morning. No, he was not in the morning, around 12:30. He called me from work. And he told me, Mom,
where are you? Yeah, I'm over here at Walmart getting my medication. And then he told me, Mom, there's somebody that wants me to kill. They want to kill me. Oh, so I got scared. I said, why? Why do they want to kill you? And he said, there's some wetbacks here working with me. They want to kill me. They see me weird. Oh, so I started getting afraid. I was in the line at Walmart. And no, honestly, nobody wants to kill me. And he said, yes, Mom, you don't believe me. Watch, it's going to happen. He said, no. Oh, and he told me.
He set him up. Because one day, I don't remember what it was, but now I'm remembering that he came one day and he goes, I said, where? It was right here at these stores right here. And I go, doing what? He goes, I don't know. She came out with two little girls. She goes, they must belong to the guy that she's seen now. He goes, but some Mustang pulled up. He goes, and like protecting her. He was so I just left. He was they must be the guys that are, you know, just around her all the time. And I'm like, no. I go, I don't think so. Maybe, you know, imagine it. Once I said imagine, he was like, oh, so you don't believe me? He goes, what I'm telling you the truth. And I said, no, I believe you. I go, well, that's what I told you. I go, just to stay away from her. You know, don't go back over there. Just that's it. He goes, yeah, this time, you know, I'm not going back. I go, yeah. I go, you're going to end up in prison. I go, because of her. And, you know, he just, yeah, but we tell him over and over, and she just,
Right. When you talked to him that Saturday when he called you from work, was that before or and later on he showed up
it
here?
It was another day. It was a Saturday. I don't remember what Saturday was.
Oh, okay.
All right. He told me that, but, if you want to come home, if you think they're going to kill you, well, come home. And then after that, he called me again and told me, Mom, I don't have enough gas to go all the way to Oxnard, and I'm waiting for the men to pay me. He said, well, you're going to have to wait there until they pay you, because I can get out of the line. Mm-hmm. Take you gas over there. He said, I just have gas to go to the cemetery. That's what he said. I belong.
Mm-hmm.
Because he used to tell me that he used to go to the cemetery most every day.
Every day. He was going already.
Just recently started doing that?
He was going every day. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then he told me, well, if something happens to me one of these days, well, I have space there anyway, with Edward and I. So, it was weird things. Have you seen people like that? They use drugs?
I see people use drugs. It's hard to say because I don't. You guys know better than me. I mean, like people have said that he was using drugs, but now it sounds like it's a mental breakdown. It could be a mental breakdown, or it could be a combination of both.
That he had used drugs, but to me, the depression that already
snapped him.
Yeah, it took over him already.
Yeah, and then if you add it too, it's like you had to fuel the fire because then the. Like you said, a demon thing. All right, well, we'll let you guys go. I'm sorry.
What's your name?
Brian Whitaker. Yeah. If you guys have anything else, let us know. If you find a check receipt or something where he works.
Just get the size up. Yeah, if you can.
Cash.
That's what we're trying to figure out. Maybe a friend or something that knew exactly.
None of the boys.
Because I wanted to go over there to see with who he was working.
Right. Alright, we'll find out. If we find out, we'll let you know. If we find out, let us know. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Sorry.
Are you like a sergeant or captain now?
Sergeant?
Alright. Why do you look familiar?
I'm good. Look, I'm all on posters everywhere.
Yeah, I do look familiar too.